From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro have thanked Pope Francis for his role in talks to normalize relations between the U.S. and Cuba. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports this is the latest sign of the first Latin American pope's push for a greater Vatican role on the global stage.
The Holy See has long opposed the embargo on Cuba. That was a likely topic when President Obama first met Pope Francis at the Vatican in March. While a cardinal, the Argentine-born pope visited Cuba and had close ties with the Archbishop of Havana. Few details have emerged about the secret October meetings at the Vatican between the U.S. and Cuban delegations, but two key figures have emerged. Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin is a former Vatican ambassador to Venezuela, one of Cuba's closest allies. And Archbishop Angelo Becciu is a former Vatican envoy to Cuba. With their assistance, the first pope from the Global South is designing a Vatican diplomacy that's less linked to the traditional Western view of the world. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has given his annual address on the state of his country. He's promised to repair the Russian economy and predicts the shaky Russian ruble will stabilize. He says Western sanctions over Ukraine have affected the Russian economy. Speaking through a BBC interpreter, Putin insisted Russia has not behaved aggressively in any way.
The only thing we've done is that we've been protecting our interests in a tougher way. We are not aggressive. We are not attacking anyone in the political sense of the word. We are not encroaching upon anyone's interests. We are just protecting our own.
Meanwhile, the European Union is banning investment in Crimea, the Ukrainian region that Russia annexed this year. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for young immigrants in Arizona to get driver's licenses. Arizona was one of two states that denied licenses to this category of immigrants. From member station KJZZ, Jude Joffe Block has more.
This case has been pending since 2012, when the Obama administration granted young people brought to this country illegally as children the chance to avoid deportation and get work permits. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer responded with an executive order barring these immigrants from getting driver's licenses. And now the U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for an appeals court order to proceed, which requires Arizona to issue licenses to these immigrants. That means 21-year-old Carla Chavarria may be able to legally drive in a matter of days.
I won't think I'll be able to believe it until I have the license in my hand.
Arizona could still ask the Supreme Court to review the case. For NPR News, I'm Jude Joffe Block in Phoenix.
Asian stock markets were mostly higher in today's trading. The Japanese Nikkei rose more than 2.3%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose more than 1%. Markets were down in South Korea. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. NPR has learned from U.S. intelligence officials North Korea played a central role in this month's cyber attack on Sony Pictures. A group claimed it broke into Sony's database and stole upcoming films and information on workers. The same group also threatened theaters that were going to show a Sony Pictures film. Sony Pictures has now decided to shelve the film and says it has no plans to distribute it. A Nigerian court-martial has sentenced to death 54 soldiers convicted of mutiny. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports they were deemed to have refused to deploy to areas where suspected Boko Haram insurgents were operating.
The soldiers have denied the charges. Troops who've been dispatched to troubled northeastern Nigeria to try to contain the Islamist uprising regularly complain that they don't have adequate equipment to counter the insurgents. Recently, soldiers' wives have held protests saying their spouses should not be forced to fight when they're not properly equipped. President Goodluck Jonathan, who's facing elections in February, has been sharply criticized for failing to end the violence. There's concern that up to 1 million people displaced by the fighting may not be allowed to vote in Nigeria because they've been driven out of the constituencies where they registered. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
There's a hearing in U.S. federal court today for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect. This is Jahar Tsarnaev's last court appearance in Boston before his trial opens in January. The bombings killed 3 people and injured more than 260 others. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.